We will start the Assurance Learning Academy meeting. It's a special board meeting operated by the Antelope Valley Learning Academy. It is Tuesday, April 13th at 4 o'clock. Meeting logistics. On March 17th, 2020, Governor Newsom issued Executive Order N-2920 related to the COVID-19 pandemic. The executive order allows state bodies governed by the Brown Act to hold public meetings via teleconferencing. The public is encouraged to participate in the meeting telephonically by dialing the conference line listed above and may submit written comments for prior consideration to the board members. Comments can be submitted to Via Mendoza at assurancelearning.org. Public comment on the day of the meeting can also be given during the public comment section of the meeting agenda. There is reasonable accommodations will be provided for any individual with a disability. And just a reminder, as required by state law, SB 126, this meeting will be audio recorded and posted on the charter school's website. We will now open the meeting and establish a quorum. Claudette Beck, I am here. Michael Adams?
Here.
Victoria Hancock?
Present.
And Mike Malloy?
Here.
Thank you all very much. We have established a quorum. We will now go on to Agenda Item C, Pledge of Allegiance. But Victoria, can I get you to do that for us, please?
Yeah. Ready? Okay. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much, Victoria. We'll now go on to Agenda Item D, Staff Introductions, and we'll start with Corporate Officer.
Thank you, Madam President. Jeff Brown, Chief Executive Officer.
Thank you, Jeff. We'll go on to School Staff.
Hi, Michelle Berry, Area Superintendent.
Thank you, Michelle.
Tara Childers, Area Superintendent.
Thank you, Tara.
Julie Bada, Area Superintendent.
Thank you, Julie.
Hey, this is Jeff Martineau, Vice President, Charter Relations.
Thank you very much, Jeff. Anyone else? We'll now go on to advisors who are supporting agenda items or presenting. Can't hear anyone. Any other
hi,
staff?
This is Michelle.
Okay, hi, Michelle.
I think you skipped over Bill Thompson, but I'll go.
I did.
Michelle Lopez, Counsel of LAC.
Yes, I sure did. Legal counsel.
Bill Thompson. Good afternoon, everyone.
Very good. So, is there any other staff who wish to introduce themselves? Hearing none. All right. We will go on to Agenda Item E, Approve Agenda for the April 13th, 2021 Special Public Meeting of the Board of Directors. Could I get a motion?
Victoria Hancock, so moved to approve.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Victoria, and thank you, Michael, for seconding that. We'll now take a vote. Claudette Beck, I say aye. Michael Adams?
Aye.
Victoria Hancock?
Aye.
Mike Malloy? Mike might be on mute. Mike? Come back. Mike, are you there?
I think you have enough votes, Claudette.
Okay, then we'll go on. Yeah, I was kind of giving him a chance here to get back on. He probably put himself on mute. We'll go on to Agenda Item 2, Public Comment. At this time, members of the public may address the board on any item within the subject matter jurisdiction of the board, whether or not the item is on the agenda. If you would like to participate in public comment, you must have signed in before the commencement of the meeting. Also, our teleconference line is open to members of the public who wish to participate in public comment. The time allotted for presentation will not exceed 3 minutes, except in the case where a member of the public utilizes a translator, in which case the time allotted will not exceed 6 minutes. The total time allotted for public comments will not exceed 18 minutes per person per agenda item, or 10 minutes for non-agenda items. In accordance with the Brown Act, no action may occur at this time, but it is the board's prerogative to hold a brief discussion, provide information to the public, provide direction to staff, or schedule the matter for a future meeting. Is there anyone in the public who wishes to make a comment?
Yes, I am present. This is Ms. Romero, representing my son, Emilio Romero, and other special education students.
Thank you.
So I want to come to you guys as a parent and as a special education advocate for all underserved students in your district, in your schools, in your multiple learning capacities. I'm wanting to let you know a little bit about my experience. What I've experienced in the past 2 years, and I'll tell you a little bit of the process how we selected this program. It has demonstrated a lot of the Assurance Learning Administration, in particular in Downey, California, have demonstrated a lack of transparency, access, and accountability, not only to my son, but I'm sure to other students. My goal is to inform you of these areas, not because I'm here to get the bar and go, you're bad, 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 you're out of compliance, but really my job is to ensure that you guys are successful as a board, as an academy, because when my son, you know, luckily he got accepted to very good art universities, some of the top in the nation, I want him to be graduating in 4 years and saying, yes, I went to Assurance Learning Academy, you know, this is what I experienced, and he could talk to you about your success as in the program. And at the same time, you know, I want you guys to be a good standing chapter at the end of the day. So a little bit about our experiences, and that's really why I want to speak to this, because I want you guys to really evaluate, carefully evaluate your administration's qualifications. When we selected Learn for Life, we actually interviewed schools. I do have my master's, his father has a master's, but we were very clear that a traditional school was not meant for my son. He does have an IEP since he was 5. He's border spectrum Asperger's, but highly talented. He has already his business at age 16. He decided that he wanted to do a hybrid program. We looked at various programs, even Epic Charter, which one of my friends is the founder of. And so then I remember your program, because I do know some of the past leadership that did have this program. So we evaluated, we interviewed. We went to Miss Anna Hennenbach. We specifically asked, you know, my son will be applying to the university. We understand you really do target high-risk students as well, but my son was in a different category. We needed college support. We needed to make sure when he made that leap and that transition that he would have qualified staff to support him. My daughter is at the university, but she's a traditional student, so I know how to support that. But in terms of a student applying with an IEP, that's a little different. So as that continued, we thought it was fine. Everything was going well. Then Ms. Carrillo, his special education specialist general ed teacher, went on medical leave in 2020 prior to COVID. The student special support person, Ms. Estrella, just so you know, a couple of students, I don't know how many students, but my son in particular was one of them, missed 1 week of school, which is not acceptable because she forgot to notify parents and students that there was school. This is the first week coming back in January 2020 prior to COVID. We reached out. I was not very happy because at that time she was actually the substitute teacher too. I do know how to look for credentials. I'm an instructor. I'm credentialed myself. I even taught UCLA in finance. So I decided to look up her credentials. The person that would be covering Ms. Carrillo during her family medical leave, during her maternity leave, it turns out she had a 30-day temporary permit to provide general education and support. I reached out to Ms. Gutierrez. I was not very happy. I am an advocate. I am a stand for students to get high-quality education, no matter who you are, where you come from, and no matter what background. We are in the state of California, and that's adhering to California Education Code. So when I found out Ms. Gutierrez, instead of, you know, saying, you know, we're going to transition, getting someone qualified, she kind of covered it up. I let it go because COVID, I haven't made the motion. To go and
okay, Glenbeck, I'm here, so Do we want to start with the motion again?
Oh, well, Claudette, we had the motion.
Thank you.
By Mr. Yep. Adams.
Oh, yeah.
Can I? Victoria?
I got to have lunches.
I know.
Okay, then we'll take the vote since everyone gets on. Okay, hopefully everyone is on so we can take a vote. Claudette Beck, I say aye about going into closed session.
Michael Adams is aye.
Victoria Hancock?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye. I apologize for before when you couldn't hear me.
That's okay. We are now going to be closing our public meeting and going into closed session.
Okay, Claudette, ready to go. Everybody's here.
Okay, thank you very much. We had a unanimous vote to go out of closed session and back into public session. There was action taken, and on case number 34-2020-8000-3489, Rios versus the State of California, and the board has opted to go out of this case, and we will not take part in this case.
Thank you.
And now, you're welcome. And now we will go into. We will go on to floor, which is additional corporate officers, the board members, observations, and comments. Jeff, was there anything else you would like to say?
Yes, thank you so much, Madam President. I'm delighted for all the effort that you folks put forth. Hopefully, in the very, very near future, we will be able to actually go to our sites and have our meetings in person. I'll give you more information on that shortly. So I hope you're looking forward to that, and I'll keep you in touch. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Jeff. Any other board of directors would like to make a comment? Have anything they'd like to say?
Yes. Yes, this is Victoria Hancock. I'm wondering who will be directing a staff person to contact the woman that called in under public comments?
This is Julie Fada. I will be following up with her request regarding the testing information.
Okay.
So she needs to
go ahead.
And I'm just wondering, then, can you let us know, you know, what the outcome was for that? I appreciate her concern, and she was very articulate on what it was she was looking for. I don't know if she's accurate, but you know, I just want to make sure we do reach out to her and help her son. If...
Right. Yes, absolutely. And yes. She did send me the text as well, so I'm on it.
Yes.
Okay, and you will.
Thank you.
Thank you, Julie. Thank you. Jeff Brown here. Keep me in the loop on that. Thank you.
Yes, and also that she does have a date for their new graduation so that she can be happy with that. Yes. Anyone else? Well, very good. We'll now go into agenda item 5, closing items. Adjourn the meeting. Could I get a motion to adjourn?
Mike Malloy makes a motion.
Thank you, Mike. Second?
Michael Adams, second.
Thank you, Michael. We will now vote. Claudia Beck, I say aye. Michael Adams?
Aye.
Victoria Hancock?
Aye.
And Mike Malloy?
Aye.
Thank you all very much. We are,
thank
the
you.
Meeting is now adjourned. Thank you.